Hi guys, and welcome to Cinema Anonymous with me, Stephen Dawes. This is the inaugural episode of the podcast, and I hope that everyone out there is well, because of course there is a lot going on at the moment in terms of a certain virus beginning with C, which I am not going to talk about, because that's not what this podcast is about. However, I will talk about certain things that are affected by it, and this particular episode is about one such thing, and that is movie companies thinking about alternative ways to show you their new blockbuster movies without going to the cinema. Now, of course, with this situation is at the moment, lots of cinemas are closed and lots of social distancing going on, so a lot of people aren't going to the movie theatres or anything like that. But of course, the movie companies still have these blockbuster movies in the can. They still want to show people, they still want to get their money back from making these movies, and so they're coming up with new and innovative ideas, should we say, of how to do that. Now, there was a big thing a couple of days ago, I think it was, in which Warner Brothers were believed to be thinking about the new Wonder Woman movie, even 1984. They were thinking about putting it straight to streaming services rather than having the full theatrical release. Now, it kind of caused a little bit of a stir, because this is one of the bigger blockbuster movies that have been touted as going straight to streaming services. There are other movies that have done similar things, but it's not entirely sure whether this is going to be something that's going to happen or not. Warner Brothers have now stated that they are going to be releasing it in theatres, but of course we don't know how long theatres are going to be shut for, and so it could be difficult for them to know when this is going to happen and when they're going to be able to recoup their money. Other companies and other studios have done similar things with their movies, putting them straight onto streaming services, like Emma, The Invisible Man and The Hunt. They've all appeared on streaming services ahead of being in the cinemas. And it's a very difficult situation to have, because obviously you have lots of big cinema chains who are going to get quite upset by the fact that this could become a precedent, that if it goes down really well and lots of people watch these movies because they're on streaming services rather than having to go to the cinema, then it could set a precedent where film companies say, well, we're not getting as much money with people going to the cinemas, we do put it straight to streaming service, so we'll just do that in future. We won't go to the cinemas, we won't have big cinema releases, we'll just go straight to streaming services, because people are there, people can watch it whenever they want to watch it in the comfort of their own home. They haven't got to go anywhere, they haven't got to pay exorbitant prices for food and drink, things like this, and they can just go and watch it whenever they want. And this is something that I think could be a precedent set by having the situation as it is at the moment. And I think it's actually a good idea, because there are lots of people out there who can't get to the cinema for various reasons. And they've then got to wait a few months or whatever for it to turn up on Sky or to turn up on one of the streaming services. This makes them more included, because now they can see a movie when it comes out, same as someone who can go to the cinema and watch it at the same time. And I think that's a good thing. I think it helps people, it makes cinema, makes movies, I should say, more inclusive. And I think it's a really good idea. Now, of course, I'm not looking to put cinemas out of business. I'm not after that at all. And there are always going to be people who are going to want to go and see things on the big screen in the cinema. I love doing it myself. But I think it's a good idea that they are doing this. And maybe there can be a compromise going on here. So maybe they could perhaps, instead of as it is at the moment, where something comes out of the cinema and then usually a couple of months before it goes to DVD or it goes on a streaming service, maybe they could have certain companies, so perhaps have an Odeon streaming service, and maybe the other major cinema companies have their own streaming service where they can say, okay, you can watch it in the theatre or you can watch it on our streaming service. And that could be a good compromise, because then people who can't go to cinema can still watch it on a streaming service, but it would be owned by the theatre companies, and so by the theatre chains and things like that, so it would be not much of a financial impact for them, because they're still getting the money and still getting the revenue from the movie that they would have done if people had gone to the cinema. That could be a good compromise, and I think these things are going to start impacting on people's daily lives, and certainly with the situation is at the moment, I think we're going to start to see bigger changes in the way that people do things, because they're going to get into a certain situation such as streaming something rather than go to the cinema, and be like, actually I prefer this, I prefer watching it at home than going to the cinema, I really enjoy doing that rather than sitting in the cinema with those other people coughing and spluttering and laughing and making loads of noise. I can sit and watch it in my own home, and it's fantastic. Other people of course are going to love the whole cinema experience, and they're going to want to still go and watch it in the cinema with everybody else and have that kind of community spirit around going to watch movies. So I think it's actually a good thing, and I hope that this doesn't fade out. I hope that it doesn't become something that's just related to this situation and then it just goes back to normal. I hope that something is developed from this, something that can help everybody, not just the people who can go to cinemas, but also the people who can't go. But what do you think? Let me know. I'd love to hear your views on this. You can contact me on Twitter, Cinema Anonymous, and I'm also going to be on other social media platforms as time goes along. Or you can email me, or cinemaanon@gmail.com, cinemaanon@gmail.com. So let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your views. And until the next time, I hope that you're staying well out there. Goodbye.